Good morning, everyone. This is Barry Miller along with partner businessman Larry Stanley. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Barry. It's another great day to talk about real estate.
Oh, and today's going to be a day of all days. We've never talked with a theme like this. You know, not all went as planned, and we're going to share the realities of real estate. Larry, I've said for 40 years, reality, first four letters are real, as in real estate. Got to be real in this business. Things can happen. Interesting things happen. And not always the best laid plans of mice and men, right?
That's correct. And those mice were busy this week.
Mice were busy this week. And Larry's home is not sold. Those of you who have been following for weeks and weeks, thank you for that. And thank you for your many comments during the week. Remember, we are available all week long. And the number there is 303-888-3788. You could also email us anytime at truth, that's the five-letter word, truth at barryandlarry.com. We welcome your calls, we welcome your texts, and we welcome your many, many comments on the emails also. But yeah, Larry's house didn't sell as the original plan was. There was some data that said some buyers were down that week, but it still surprised us, and we're going to talk about that and what you do when there's that surprise. And once again, you'll hear from the consumer, the powerful consumer, in this case, consumer guy Larry, and he says, yeah, we have to, what did you feel, and what do you say in a quick summary opening up the show?
You just got to go on with the reality that the house didn't sell the first week. We go to the second and third weeks and see what happens then.
As long as you and the team are working, right?
That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we're going to deal with some of those realities today and a whole lot more, like the marketplace. Whoa, what is going on in the marketplace? There was an odd slowdown 10 days ago. It had to be weather-related. That's all that occurred. It could have been a little bit that interest rates were beginning to slip up. They've been slipping back down again, thank goodness. The rates are very, very good. My gosh, 2.75% for an FHA loan or VA loan. Under 3% again, 2.875 for a conventional loan. And of course, investors, you are well under 4% with no costs up front, well under 4% in the 3.75%, 3.625% with no monies, additional monies up front to get that loan, magnificent rates. And of course, you could put a little money down to get that loan and have it at 3.5%, an investment property at 3.5%. But even more important than that, there's some other numbers. Here's a number for you all today, because we intentionally have open lines for the entire show today. Many of you have said you like the idea of more open time on our show for questions, and we're opening up the lines today. It won't be this way every show, but our lines are open the entire show today. Whoa, lines, you bet. What is that call-in number? You know K-House 630. The call-in number is 303-713-8255.
That's right, and we welcome your calls. Please give us a call. Ask us questions. Tell us about your successes or failures. Sign to sell your house. Did you do better than I did this week? I hope you did.
You bet. You bet. That number is 303-713-TALK. You know that. That's the KHOW number, 303-713-8255. So Barry and Larry are welcoming your calls today. In the meantime, we have a packed show with information. We're going to see after the break, we're going to see about Larry's seller ladder and how that went and how it kind of stalled, interestingly enough. And yet the activities for marketing picked up. did some extra marketing to extra circles. We're going to talk about those extra marketing circles. And then we're going to see, are the showings, have they stopped? We'll talk about that on air. And then after that, we're going to talk to Larry on the buyer side. And the ladders did not get any closer this week versus last week because the house that Larry is selling did not go under contract in the auction bid approach. What happens then? For sure, not panic.
That's right. It's part of reality and it's part of life. And we just go on. And I know Barry and his team will work hard to find marketing solutions to this so that we can get it sold.
The statistics say it would take 27 to 28 days in your price range. We thought we had it nailed for the first week. We were wrong. Yeah. We were wrong. The numbers weren't wrong, okay? And we weren't wrong, like, oh, well, we were ignorant and didn't do anything to help good things happen, but the right buyers didn't come along. And that happens as long as the effort is the proper effort, active effort. And again, that's what we're going to talk on during the show. And then also about the marketplace. How about you? How do you feel as a buyer? What about loans? We're going to hear from Josh Veenstra from Community Banks Mortgage. He'll be with us later in the show. He's coming in live, if at all possible. He thinks he could make it in live. That'll be exciting. And then he'll talk about what's going on in the loan industry because home loans have bounced around in the last 2 weeks like they have not bounced for a long time. A lot of bouncing there. However, Larry, that bouncing, I still feel, and you and I've talked about this, I don't feel that that was a reason why there was a drop-off of showings and a drop-off of homes under contract 2 weeks ago, because that news doesn't get out that quickly, and yet did it. I don't think so.
What I haven't figured out is what news occurred that would have slowed the market down.
Oh, the buying of the treasuries was off. And so the bond market, you know, when that goes up, you know, the interest rate, when the returns on it go down, the interest rates on long-term mortgages go up. There's some, you know, three or four step removed relationship there. And that was happening. That was big time. I watched that every day. Mm-hmm. Three or four times a day, I'd be seeing it on, you know, Bloomberg and CNBC and get these reports. Dell and Josh would send me extra reports. And it was bouncing around, but it's leveled off. And when that levels off in the bond market, the 10-year treasury, the 2-year treasury, all those things, this is where it gets really behind the scenes. It's all data that good people, good agents have to watch, and a few do, and I happen to be one of them. And the thoughts were that if that kept going, that the mortgage rates were even going to go up higher. But then that would have slowed down. And what it does, it puts an automatic pause on buyers, P-A-U-S-E. They stop. And then what are they doing? Backing off? No. They're stopping to say, whoa, wait a minute. Should we move forward? Or I feel they got good advice from a lot of good agents up and down the Front Range and good lenders, too, that said, just keep watching it. And as it settled in, then it started going back down, interest rates, that is, long-term mortgage rates. And now buyers are back. And the numbers this last week are just like they were 2 full weeks ago. But when we say drop-off, not 1 or 2, but rather 20 to 23%, drop off. That's a significant drop off.
It is, but for 1 week, it's not certainly a trend.
Not a trend at all. We're always watching the numbers, always looking for trends. And speaking of those numbers, here's a trend that actually, by the way, showed a pause, but it continues to go up. How about the median price? The median price in Denver and the Springs. We saw just that slight 1 week. It stayed level. That's not a trend. Your neighborhood home, your valuable individual home, is not staying steady. It's continuing to go up. But overall, that actually held down the prices of the homes sold because fewer homes sold. And that meant fewer high-end homes in particular. So once again, we have Denver's median price, $580,000 to $585,000, and Colorado Springs holding and moving up nicely, slowly, steadily, is $425,000. Now, those numbers, you new listeners, $580,000 and $425,000 for the same house.
And Barry, you used the words slowly going up when describing the median price in Colorado Springs. I'm not sure I would call it slow because it's still moving along at 15 to 18% annually.
Higher than a year ago. 15 to 18% higher than a year ago. Now, the median price, though, is not the price of individual homes in individual neighborhoods. It is the most reflective summary of pricing. And you take neighborhoods in many zip codes in Colorado Springs. Larry, and you're right on. 14 to 18%. Most neighborhoods in Colorado Springs are increasing. How about Old Town? How about, you know, old Colorado City, right?
Yep.
I mean, there it's going up, not exaggerating, 17 to 20% per year per most properties. So you have to take it with not a grain of salt, but with the right perspective. Median price is our best macro measurement, but the best micro individual measurement is your individual home in your individual neighborhood. Final comment, Colorado Springs has about 125 neighborhoods we have to watch. Denver has about 325 neighborhoods that we have to watch. And that's what really counts. And then, of course, overall in the country, what did you hear this week? $329,000. The highest median price for a home in the history of the United States. It came out this week on Tuesday from the National Association of Realtors. Same house in other parts of the country, $329,000. Same house, Colorado Springs, $425,000. Same house in Denver, Colorado area, $580,000. Going once, going twice, up, it's yours at the price that you negotiate.
Where is Boulder in that then? Boulder's got to be out of sight.
Boulder is in the seven digits. Seven digits meaning a little over $1 million. It is there. Boulder is one of the sixth highest market in the United States of America for median prices this time of the year. Now, they'll come down a little bit in Boulder more than they will nationally. So there you have a lot of data, a lot of information from Barry and Larry. But the key information, 303-713-8255. If you have any questions and if you want to have any complaints dealt with, comments, see how the industry could be improved, let's talk about success stories. There's hundreds of those every week. That's a good thing for you, the consumers. Give us a call during the show, 303-713-8255. Barry Miller, Larry Stanley saying, we'll be right back with fair, flexible, and negotiable commissions. Hey, we are back. This is Barry Miller, longtime advocate of you, the consumer, home buyer and home seller, who firmly 100% of the time believes in fair, flexible, and negotiable real estate commissions. And also that when you list your property, we firmly encourage you to have a maximum property listing in normal markets, 90 days. But what do we say now in the market we're in now? Openly, 45 days is a terribly long listing contract. If you're ready to sell and you have an agent who knows that and you're pricing it to sell now, 45 days is a very long contract. Why? Because, it's taking on average 7 to 8 days in Colorado Springs to sell the property, and maybe 12 or 13 days, that's under 2 weeks, to sell the property in the Denver metro area. But we have a caller on. Mark, good morning from Loveland. Happy to have you on the show. Yeah. And do you have a question? Oh, okay. He dropped. He had a question about the market in northern Colorado. The market in northern Colorado is, let's see, Larry, if we had a three-tier, that's pretty low. But, it's just holding its own, or it's going up slightly, or it's a warm to hot market, and it's going up more than 8% per year. That's the numbers we use nationally. Where is the north?
No, it's north. That's right.
It's north of warm. Okay. Right. It is north of warm. All of you, I mean, Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, very, very strong, healthy market from the seller side. Prices continue to go up at the pace of Denver. Okay. It's much the same. They're not all suburbs of Denver. I think that inferiority complex that I used to feel all the time from realtors, especially, but also from consumers in all walks of life, not just buyers and sellers at that time. Just, we don't want to be a suburb of Denver. Don't worry. It's a big metropolis that's happening, and it's not Denver's metropolis. It's your metropolis wherever you live. North is growing at actually a faster percentage than Colorado Springs, okay? At a faster percentage, but it has multiple different cities, including Greeley, on most of those studies that are done by the demographers in the state capital. And it's interesting. So it's a vibrant area, hot market. We don't say all that much about it because most of our service areas are in the Longmont and South area. But yes, we service Fort Collins and Loveland too, and it's a warm, hot market.
Barry, as you go further north out of Fort Collins and you hit Cheyenne, are they feeling the same thing? Or
not quite as much, but guess what Cheyenne and all of Wyoming is feeling now and will be feeling for minimally the next 20 years?
I'm ready to hear it.
Baby boomers from Colorado retiring for the quiet towns of Wyoming.
Interesting.
And agents listening in Cheyenne, it's not going to be a groundswell of thousands and thousands per week or per month, for that matter, but it's going to be, it already is, hundreds, you know, small hundreds. That's a lot of increase. And so Wyoming, while it's one, I guess it is, isn't it, the least lowest population of any of our 50 states, okay, it may continue there, but it's going to have a faster growth in the next census 10 years from now than it's ever had in the last 50 years. And Colorado's only one part of it, but we are a specific part of it because, what, we're approaching 6 million, and a lot of those 6 million are retiring, and they are looking for the smaller, less traffic, smaller communities, the hometown, small town feeling, the good part of the small town feeling, and they're looking to Wyoming. So yes, it's not nearly as hot a market as we are in Colorado, but it doesn't just drop off at the borderline. They're doing pretty well. Okay. And they have a nothing but a bright future for the next 10 years minimum.
That's interesting. I go on Wyoming and
yeah, go Wyoming.
Join the party.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a good. I mean, there's so many. You've been up there a lot,
yeah.
And there's so many nice towns up there, and mountains, and you know, rivers and fishing. Have you ever fished up there?
No, I haven't, but yeah. I know the fishing is supposed to be very good, and someday I'll probably be dragged by Steve Haney up there.
Okay, Wyoming occupants, you heard what he said. Supposed to be good? Fishing supposed to be good in Wyoming? Hey, Larry, it's good in Wyoming, if not superb. Okay, I'm not a fisherman, but I hear from fishermen and I talk to fishermen and they say it's superb, and it is. It is superb up there. In any case, that's what's going on in the marketplace. How about you? What's going on in your marketplace? Remember, our lines are open, 303-713-8255. Larry, let's get talking to you about the seller. We had just a quick summary. Why don't you share it about the auction approach, just quickly about that and the fact of what happened during that.
Well, really, Barry, we didn't have enough people looking at the house to create the auction environment that we expected.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what surprises me, quite frankly, is the last 4 or 5 days, we've been having a better response from people wanting to look at the house.
Much better response. 1 to 3 showings per day.
Yes.
And good response back. We use the number of showings and the response. Now, that's two separate items. But when we get them both, it's solid information. And we use it as a barometer. The barometer is good right now, but we have to knock on wood, because good doesn't mean that there'll be the offers, and the offers don't mean there'll be the offers you want. But if you don't have that activity, if you don't have showings, if you don't have somebody seeing the house, you're not going to have that. So marketing continues to be an activity that, quote, your agent has to do.
It's funny, Barry, but this is the 11th home I've sold in my life.
Yep, yep.
And I've never had this many lookers in such a short period of time, and we're complaining about it.
We're kind of complaining. More or less saying, hey, what can we do to increase that? Well, let's see. This weekend, hopefully, should be good. I was almost late for the show, Larry, because I had to pull off, and I had to handle you-know-what. What was it?
A real estate agent.
A showing for your home.
I got it. Yes.
Let's talk about that. What am I referring to? Not any glitch. It's not a glitch in the system. But what happens? Who gets notices when there's a showing? You and me.
That's correct. And I didn't get mine until about 10 minutes after you got yours.
Yeah, which I will, after the show, be checking on, because technically they know that the important person is you. They know that in the physical, technical form, it says contact Larry by text for any showing requests. And then it has do that for Barry too, but you're the top. And I don't know why it took longer for you. So I let Larry know, hey, Larry, I'm on my way in to the show. He gets here before I do. And did you see the showing? And he said, no, what are you referring to? And then I had to pull over, and deal with it. And then Larry said, yeah, say yes to that. I said yes. And then minutes later, you got notice that there even was existing. And you said yes, so you have a showing. What we're saying there, ladies and gentlemen, you want to use technology to your favor for your convenience. The companies that are developing in setting up showings are magnificent companies, technically speaking. That's a glitch. That is a glitch that you got yours roughly 10 minutes after I got mine. Frankly, you're supposed to get yours 10 seconds before. And I just look at it. I just say, okay, he'll see it, but I knew you were at the show, and I thought, gee, maybe he's preparing and not looking at it, but I'll find out about very small glitch, but it's a 10-minute glitch.
And it was, and yeah, I'm glad you handled it. I'm sorry you made you a couple of minutes later than you wanted to be, but thanks for your help, Barry.
Oh, no, you're very welcome. But that's where we say the sellers have a job to do. Agents have a bigger job to do, but you have the big decisions to make. Do we change pricing? We've looked at that and analyzed that the market doesn't have one indicator out there to lower the price. Is there some pressure to raise the price? Some, but not enough yet. So we'll see how that looks in the next week, and we'll report back to our listeners about this next week. Well, that's Larry Stanley, the seller, on his seller ladder. It really didn't move much, did it? I mean,
no, really didn't move.
No, and you didn't have to take steps up. And after break, we're going to come back and talk about you, the buyer, and see what changed there, because there was a change there for sure. All right, Barry Miller here along with seller and buyer Larry Stanley, and we're here with you. We love being here with you. You have any questions, comments, call in as Mark did. You could stay on or just leave your message with Ryan. Ryan will pass it through to Jesse and Larry and Barry, and we will deal with your question right here on the Barry and Larry Real Estate Show. Hey, we are back, and we have our lender at the door. Larry is going to let in our lender into the studio. Okay, it's all secure buildings around town, of course. And he is letting Josh Veenstra with Community Bank's mortgage in, and they will be right back. Larry and I, during the break, were talking about the buyer side of things. He was going to present, and I will now. He said, Barry, I want to say a word about a 45-day buyer agency contract. He said, he asked me, even during the break, he said, do you still think that 45-day buyer agency contract is a little long? I do not feel it's long for the market we're in. Why? Because buyers have a difficult time. All of us in the business are saying how difficult it is for you, the buyer, to find a home that you need. Now, Josh is just walking in, and I'm not putting him on the spot yet. He has earmuffs to put on and what have you. Good morning, Josh. And we'll get you, Larry would help Josh get set up. He's not been in the new studio here, okay? And get him familiar with the setup and the on and off switch and the microphone close to the mouth to speak clearly and all of that. Are you on? Good morning.
I'm on. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good, good. You have to stay right close to the microphone.
All right.
You can raise it up. Yep, there you go. And anyhow, we're talking about the buyers, and we have said just 10 minutes ago, 45 days is a long time for a property listing contract. We normally, in normal markets, maintain that no seller needs a listing contract longer than 90 days. But nowadays, 45 days is a long-term listing contract for the seller. Larry, can you watch that he's okay with the buttons and things? Okay.
He's doing just fine.
Perfect,
Barry.
Perfect. And then Josh, the comment that Larry had right before he went to let you in is, gee, isn't 45 days a long time for a buyer agency contract? And I contend, no, it is not a long time, because buyers have such a tough time finding homes. All right? Because there's so many bids. What's your perspective as a lender? Let's get you involved right away. As a lender, what do you say to our listeners? How do they prepare so that when they're ready to buy, they could go out and be, we're going to say the words, as close to a cash buyer as possible, but still there's going to be, get this, 10, 20, or 30 others who, if they've done it right, are all in competition for the same house. So, Larry, 45 days is not a long time for a buyer agency contract. I would contend that we have to stick with our normal 90 days. And if the buyer agent is doing a great job, extend it another 90 days, because there's so much activity that buyers have to do.
I agree. And it's so easy, as I discovered this week, to have your bid superseded by someone.
And we'll talk about that after Josh makes his comment that I asked for as the lender. Josh?
Oh, you hit the nail on the head, and it's just so incredibly competitive right now, and I can't tell you how many buyers we have out there that have made multiple offers, and none of them are getting accepted, and we're trying to pull out all the tricks in the hat to say, you know, let's try to make this as competitive as possible, even if we aren't a cash offer, you know, mm-hmm. having a quick closing. But it's still hard to close a loan in, you know, 30 days, even less than 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, 45 days, you know, it's taking people months to find a house.
Exactly. That they could get an acceptable contract on. It is not the failure of good buyer agents when that happens. And most of the buyers know that. Buyers, I have found, have not been quick to blame their agent, actually, when they should in a normal market. I'm very open about that. I see that all the time. Not this year, because agents have to hunt and look and look. You better have a top agent to even have a chance. And does it mean much when you come in second or third out of 10 or 20 other buyers? Does that mean much to you, Larry, as you did? You came in tied for second on one property that then went up 5% higher than you and that other bid were, and that one that went up 5% was all cash.
And, you know, that's going to happen, and you can't compete. So you move on and compete in for another house. And the one thing I did learn is I need to have more leeway between my offer price and my final price.
Mm-hmm. So explain that to our listeners.
What it means is that you're likely going to have to place a second offer in on the house because if you're in the final two or three people. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to have enough room to offer a higher price that exceeds the other two.
The industry, Larry, the realtors, okay, call it highest and best. Okay. And very, very often, more in the Springs than in Denver, okay? Because for them, it's even a newer phenomena. Denver, it's not a newer phenomena. We're in our fifth year of this. No year has been as crazy or frenzied as this year, though. Let's put that on the record, even in Denver. No way have we ever seen it like this. But Colorado Springs, it's only their third year of having this kind of marketplace. And the idea of having two rounds of negotiations is still happening a lot. I mean, at least one third of the time on the homes in the Springs, Josh, the offers will come in and then the listing agent will say, you know, here's the best two or three. And then the seller will say no to the other 17. Okay. And that's not fun. It's not easy. People aren't callous. The sellers care. Seller agents care. I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time, and it's so nice to hear that people are that concerned, and I'm glad. We should be concerned about our brothers and sisters on this earth ball every day, and that's just my personal opinion, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for letting me digress to that. But back to real estate. So Larry came in the top three and was given a chance with another one that I found out he was tied with at the same price. There were some other terms and conditions that made Larry's look quite favorable, but it didn't matter whether you were second or third. You were tied and you weren't first. But as was expected, a cash offer beat out these other two offers with a loan by a huge amount, literally exactly 5% higher than they were. And rightfully so, Larry and the other buyer said, we're not going that high. So that happens. And you, the lender, you're not to blame. You can't do anything in that situation. I mean, you could have the buyer approved for a higher amount, but the buyer has to be ready to go that higher amount. So Larry learned many times there's a second round, and it's called present your highest and best offer. We did, because even your offer that tied you was your second offer. Okay, that wasn't what the one was in writing. Josh, any comments about that, though, again, from the lender point of view and what you're seeing out there?
It is somewhat being stuck in between a rock and a hard spot to a certain extent. But, you know, we're doing everything we can to combat that. Even though, you know, we don't have cash readily available to close tomorrow, we're trying to do all of the heavy lifting up front. That means trying to close the loan before it even starts. Mm-hmm. So that involves, you know, every client that we're talking to. Hey, you know, a pre-qualification almost means nothing in today's world. We always joke about it and say it's not even worth the paper it's printed on.
I call it, that means the buyer most likely is still breathing.
Right. So
most likely.
We try to go the next step in what we call the verification process. Mm-hmm. And that's saying, hey, not only have we talked and you've told me how much you make and how much you have in the bank, we've gone to the extent of verifying all their information up front by collecting documents, having everything pre-underwritten, and really, you know, getting them to the point to say, hey, once you find a house, now we can expedite a quick closing, right? We can write the contract for, you know, 3 weeks or less if we need to. We want to do everything we can to put you in the maximum negotiating position possible.
And that's what you guys do so well. And I'm going to say, you guys, who do I mean? Del Van Essen and you, Josh Veenstra, Community Banks Mortgage. Josh, I want to give your number out early because you sure came and were welcome, and thank you for speaking up so early and participating in the show. Josh can be reached. He's going to be with us for the whole show. And by the way, lines are open if you want to call in. Let me give the call-in number first. 303-713-8255. We are about to take a break, so call in during the break at 303-713-8255 if you have any loan questions for Josh. But Josh's direct line to call for information is 303-921-5506. Barry Miller here with Josh and Larry in studio, the Mount Elbert studio at RE/MAX Masters Millennium headquarters, a beautiful new studio this year. We're still so happy and will be for a long time happy to be here, and we will be right back. Larry says we're on, and we are on. We are the Barry and Larry Real Estate Show. We're in studio with Josh Veenstra with Community Banks Mortgage. I'm going to give out his number again, 303-921-5506. Josh was able to open up his schedule, work schedule, and family schedule to be with us in studio today. So, yeah, we're including him right into our discussion. Larry has some other things that we have to cover about the home buyer ladder. Remember, Larry is on two ladders. And they start at the base, and they're not miles apart, but they're pretty far apart when you started out 8 weeks ago, Larry. We started this, but now you're feeling and getting pretty close at the top. But what did you do at the buyer level? I mean, did you keep going? Did you keep climbing it and get a house under contract, or put a halt on it and said, whoa, wait a minute, I have to stay in balance? What did you do?
Barry, I put a halt on it and said, I don't want to really look for a house until I'm comfortable with the price that we're selling the house for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that slows down the process 2 or 3 weeks, it's not a big deal.
Oh, it is to me, Larry. I'm your age, and what, are you going to slow down my commission?
Well, Barry, too bad.
Too bad it is. Larry knows, and listeners, you know that commission is not our mission here. Okay? And I hear that on another show on K-How 2 from a good lender on down in the Springs, okay? A reverse mortgage lender says that all the time. And we also are on the same page. And Larry knows that commission is not our mission one bit. Serving you, Larry, is. So, yeah, so what? We're still sending you. You're still on the auto email. It's called. You get what?
What? I get notices of houses that come on the market that meet my requirements. What I have learned, Barry, is there are a lot of houses coming on the market that I'm interested in because I don't have a lot of demands that I must have in a house. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm an easy person to satisfy.
Overall, that has to be accepted by your real estate agent with whom you're dealing with and talking with right now. But yes, you're not a difficult buyer who has a list of 6 things that you have to have and 4 things that you absolutely cannot have. But you're picky, you're selective, but fortunately your wants and needs fall in a category that frankly puts it in an easier category. So what do we adjust accordingly for that? Commission. We work less. We have to work less, and I mean have to. We don't have other things to do. We work less. We alter our flexible commission. That's the Barry and Larry real estate model that the whole country will be to in a matter of years because it's the only model that is best for whom? The consumer. So it works. So it's all tied together. But Larry, you didn't say the And properly so. You said how you put a halt on the buyer's side, on the seller's side. The marketing continues. You're ready to have showings at any time with little notice, you know, 1 hour advance notice, boom, and the house is ready. But you're in the balance act continually when you're a buyer and a seller. And you're up near the top of the ladder looking for them to come together so that they can close at a similar time. We'll see if the next 7 days bring some of the ladders closer together.
Well, let's hope so. And if it does, I'll be happy. And if it doesn't, Barry, life goes on.
Life goes on. And life goes on here in the studio. We have Josh with Community Banks Mortgage. Josh, now open time for you to share what you see going on in the market. I gave the interest report. So, you know, you don't have to give the 15 categories behind that. You know, all the numbers. We like you to give your NMLS number. Do you have to give that on air? I'm not sure if you do.
Unless we're quoting rates. But
yeah, and that's why I take it off. Yeah. But go ahead. Go ahead.
107-6817.
Get a little closer, please. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. These mics are every microphone has a little different personality. Got to be close here. Then the sound just comes out thanks to Ryan and Jesse, you know, getting it out to our listeners. But anyway, talk to us about the marketplace as you're seeing it.
Well, I think you guys have touched on a lot of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just unbelievably competitive in Colorado right now. And I don't know how many buyers there are to sellers, but it seems like inventory is just extremely low still, right?
If we ask 50 agents just across the board, pick any 50 from 50 different companies up and down the Front Range, and I'm talking about from Cheyenne, Wyoming to Pueblo, Colorado, to Walsenburg, to all of that, and just ask 100 agents, most of them would say, at the median price or below, 10 to 30 buyers per home. Wow. They're still saying that. I think that's a puffed up figure. Okay. And I'm out there a lot talking to a lot of people. I'd say 10 to 20 though. And that's a wow. 20 other competitors, outright competitors. I should say that, not other outright competitors. So what do buyers do and consumers do to help themselves prepare with the loan?
Well, the best thing you can do is surround yourself with the best team possible.
That's
fair. Right.
That's absolutely number one. I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking preparation for the loan. Okay. Well, but you're absolutely right. Expound on that.
I think that's one piece of it. Mm-hmm. Another important piece is having rock star agents like you guys that know the market.
You have to.
Know, you know, what they're looking for and how to find it. And most importantly, right, how to negotiate and put your buyer in the best position possible.
What do you say about that word that you just heard, Larry? That'll get a reaction from consumer guy. Have to know how to negotiate?
You absolutely do, because in the end, it's going to come down to how good is your real estate agent at negotiating a deal, whether you're a buyer or a seller. Negotiations is going to be key to whether you give away money or not in the process.
Josh, can we look forward 10 or 20 years in this business? Is that okay? We spend a minute or two on that?
Sure.
The key to the lifelong career of a real estate agent who's age 24, just starting out today, for them to have their 40-year Realtor Emeritus pin and, you know, honor and what have you, what do they have to do? They have to be ready to be a good negotiator. That will be here 40 years from now. Mm-hmm. Are there marketing approaches? Maybe all the homes are marketed through Zillow. Zillow. I got it out. I'm okay, Larry. It might be all through Amazon. You don't know. But we do know negotiating will still be there. That's the key. Thanks for saying that. That's our big number. You win $40. Continue on.
Well, that's, like I said, having a good team around you. So you guys are incredibly important. And then on the loan side, because most people need loans to buy a house, like I said, it's really important to put yourself in the best negotiating position possible by having a verified pre-qualification where we look at all your documents. And again, we try to close the loan before it even starts so that we can close as soon as possible, because that's really what's going to stand out to a seller.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It really does, and it makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, now we don't take this for granted at this show because we know that still so many lenders don't do this. Okay, I mean, when it's our listing and we get 7, 8, 10, 18, 28, one home in Colorado Springs, over $700,000 in January, 75 showings in the 4 days. I mean, that's normal. That's normal. That's like not even a wow to some of us now that we've been through that. It was a wow in January, but it's not now. It's 2021.
Now it's the new normal.
It's the 2021 normal, okay? I don't think it'll be quite this way next year, okay? And I don't think it's going up. I don't think 75 will go up to 100. But in any case, we have to handle all of that, and yet so many lenders are not calling the seller agent. I know you guys do. It's just what you do.
We encourage it. Almost every buyer I have a conversation with, we're telling them, hey, most importantly, introduce us to your agent if we don't know them already and trust them already. Mm-hmm. Let us build that relationship so that we are all on the same page strategically. And as soon as you make an offer, text us, email us, call us. It's really important for us to touch the listing agent and have that conversation to brag on our buyers and our team to say, look, we're the real deal and we're ready to get this to the finish line.
And this buyer has a team around them and they are a strong buyer. When the lender says that to the seller agent, Larry, I pass that on to you. That's pretty darn impressive, isn't it?
It is impressive.
And positive.
Absolutely.
Yep. To you, the seller. It's just the real thing. That's the kind of people you want on your team. You want Josh on your team. Real estate agents listening, you want Josh on your team. Buyers listening, you want Josh to answer any of your questions. Maybe you're not thinking about buying now, but maybe a year from now. It is not too early to call Josh at all. Give him a call, 303-921-5506. Josh, thank you for all of that. I have a little closing comments that we have to get from Larry. He's the consumer guy on the ladder here. Have you found it treacherous, Larry?
I wouldn't say it's treacherous, Barry, because I've tried to keep my expectations
realistic.
And I'm not totally surprised that things didn't happen quite the way we expected. It's just part of life.
It's part of life. Thank you for accepting it that way, okay? And sellers, it is part of life. It is reality. The first four letters of real estate are real. Real, same four letters of reality. It is a real market we live in. And like we said, the median prices in Colorado Springs for that home is $425,000. Median price for the same type home, same type neighborhood in Denver, $580,000. And some of you may have heard the national news this week, the median price for that same home, same lot, same square footage approximately. When I say same, every home is unique, but similar in size and position is $329,000. That's the highest median price our country has seen. And by the way, the realtors even have an ad out there and it says $325,000. Right on. We are right on too, and we are right on. We are the Barry and Larry Show, and we're happy that you're with us. Stay in touch during the week at truth@barryandlarry.com. See you next week. Bye-bye.